The Volume.
Here we go. We're here on the sessions. I feel like I'm kind of, do I sound like I'm whispering? I feel like I have a whispering essence right now because where I've moved to recording is directly above my daughter's room, which is asking for trouble because she's in bed. She's not sleeping right now, but she's rattling around. We'll just see what happens. Plus, John's not home. So if shit hits the fan, it's on me.
There's definitely like a little sultriness in the voice right now. Mm-hmm. Like,
well, maybe because I'm just like tired and fed up too, you know?
I mean, it's a
honestly though. Okay. So let me just like preface this. So Emilio and I, we both have our Taco Bell bags because Emilio has never had Taco Bell, which is fucking absurd to me. So we're going to put a stop to that today. But I would like to preface this by saying I'm a team player. Because I'm embarking in this journey with you.
Okay.
I have been cooking all day.
Yeah.
All day I've been shooting cooking content for the old Foodie Fridays, not a real cooking show segment that I started doing. So I've been cooking all day. I'm sort of over food right now, but we need a podcast episode. Yes,
and we promised the last time we did the Renee and Emilio show
that we would do it. So I Postmates, Uber Eats. How would you say that?
I would say I Uber ate it.
So that it's here. It's here. I'm ready to go. It's warm, lukewarm at this
point.
You went to actual drive-thru to do this?
Oh, I wanted the whole experience. So okay. I had to Google where a Taco Bell was because I did not know.
Obviously they're a thing everywhere, but like in New York, they're not too hard to track down.
No, I think you can throw a rock and get a Taco Bell and a Kentucky Fried Chicken and a McDonald's. I mean, you know what I mean? I just don't eat this shit. So it was the first time ever.
You're going to shit your pants probably because you don't put this filth in your body. So you're probably going to get a little cleansing moment out of this.
That's what my good buddy Joe Shu said, because I also consulted him on what to get as well. So
who's this Joe Shu? Why is he why does he get to weigh in on what your body eats?
Because Joe Shu is a competitive food vlogger and he has a really funny YouTube show where he reviews food. And he's also part of the major pod network as well. Shout out to Cardona and Myers.
Got it. Sorry, guy. I didn't know.
And he likes all things disgusting food. And I asked him, Shoes, I'm doing this for the first time. What should I get? Well, first off, he abused me. And he was like, what type of fucking childhood did you have? And I was like,
actually true. I'm with them on that.
I don't know. And then the second thing he told me was, all right, you have to get a grilled cheese beef burrito thing. So I got the Mexican pizza. I got a taco and then I got whatever this is. So when we decide to eat this shit and mukbang and just talk and eat at the same time, I'll give you a review.
I'm a little bit bummed about two things. One, I'm bummed that they don't have the nacho fries in season right now, which I think is like, what's the fucking monopoly on these fries? Like, they're so good. I truly think that they rival any other fast food joint's fries. But they like dangle the carrot that they only release them like twice a year or something. And we just so happen to be in a null period.
Well, I think that's why. I think they want you to go and spend your money on these specific fries, just like how they do with the McRib.
As a loyal Taco Bellian, I should be able to order off the menu.
I think there should be a specific menu and a point system for specific Taco Bellians.
Yes. Yes. Did you get any hot sauce with your Taco Bell?
Of course I did. Of course I did.
The Taco Bell hot sauce fucking slaps.
Well, this is
so good.
You spoke so highly of it. And I'm like, all right, I guess I will have to do whatever Honey does. And I'm going to eat the same way.
I think we should just start. Oh, I would also just like to say, this is sort of like my food blessing to my body. I understand fat lords that are watching down on me. I know that I'm riding this thing like a fucking lightning bolt right now. I'm going to tidy up my diet. I don't mean for it to be like this. We needed the content. Should I just have chicken and broccoli right now? Yeah, of course. But we need the content. I'm having the Taco Bell. What do you want from me? I want the fat gods to know that I know, and maybe they will spare me.
I worked out today and went right to Taco Bell. So I feel like a big hypocrite. And you know me, I'm a real picky, finicky eater. So this
I don't think that's you being a hypocrite. See, I feel like when you do the workout, and I know everyone says you get abs and the fucking kitchen, whatever.
Yeah.
But you at least burned the calories. I stood all day and like, listen, I wasn't sitting around doing nothing. I've literally been going all day, but I didn't work out in a traditional sense. So I don't know, man. Grasping at straws here. I just want the fat gods to be gentle and kind to me.
I think they will be. I think they're going to kiss your forehead and say, listen, for the betterment of the podcast and for the listeners, since we promised this, we're not going to let this go straight to your ass.
I'm just going to open this bag and see.
All right. What do you want? You want to start with the Mexican pizza first?
No, I want to start with the soft taco supreme.
Okay.
Ooh, did you get the cinnamon twists, by the way?
No, they didn't have them.
I'm going to bite a little cinnamon twist.
No, do it.
Like, this is the ASMR for everybody. Ready?
Oh, my God. You have no idea, probably, the weirdos that are going to come out now. They're going to be like, oh, I wish I was that little squiggly cinnamon.
I want to be a cinnamon twist.
Twist my cinnamon. If her wiki feet does numbers, this is going to do numbers.
Let's get the numbers. Okay. I'm going to be a traditionalist, a purist here. I mean, which I guess with the soft taco supreme that's been on the menu. The reason why I love a soft taco supreme, just a little backstory. I think actually the reason why I love Taco Bell is that my dad would pick my brother and I up from elementary school on like Wednesdays or some shit. Mm-hmm. And he would take us to Taco Bell on our lunch break. And I would always get a soft taco supreme. So I think there's probably some like deep rooted ingrained thing in me that just loves a soft taco supreme. It's a very happy, nice memory.
Hey, listen, I get it because it's connected with Tex, and Tex is a fun brother, and that's that. And here you go for all our ASMR folks.
Oh yeah, get in there. I'm just digging for my hot sauce. I was gonna just have it straight up, which my first bite will be that, but I just want a little hot sauce on the back burner too.
So this is what we're doing, folks.
Okay, I got a little mild. I got the hot. I got the Diablo. I've not had the Diablo, actually. I wonder how that's going to affect my butt.
Oh, it's gonna come out like hot lava.
I'm disgusting. I've recently recovered from food poisoning. Now I'm eating Taco Bell. Again, I'm just riding this shit into the fucking ground.
Hey, listen, you've been married 6 years. Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Okay. Oh, I also added jalapeno to this. So I've never ordered Taco Bell from Postmates or from Uber Eats. I didn't know how much you could alter that. That's what it's supposed to look like. That's it right there.
Yeah.
So the thing that makes it supreme is the strip of sour cream, by the way.
Okay.
But I added jalapeno rings to mine. I've never done that before. I think I'm really elevating my experience.
Oh, your butthole's going to be puckered, brother, after this
I'm so excited.
Okay, you ready?
Okay, yep, here we go.
All right, cheers.
1, 2, 3, cheers. Oh, you got a hard taco? Yours is hard.
Yeah, they fucked up my order. They didn't even give me the sauces that I wanted either. I'm never going back there.
No, don't say that. It's fine.
It was popping, though. I didn't like it was like
Taco Bell lines are always busy. Every time I pass a Taco Bell drive through, it's like slammed.
They were like blasting music, like they were playing It's Raining Men on the speakers outside. Like the place looked like trendy. I was like, what is this place?
That's what I went to in California. I think the jalapenos really elevate this experience for me. I love it.
This is, tastes like meat.
Yeah. I mean, a grade of meat, some version of meat. I'm putting the hot sauce on it here, too. I'm on a hot sauce kick right now.
You should be. I love it. What type of hot sauce?
I just did. I did the regular hot version of Taco Bell sauce.
No, I'm talking about.
Oh, in real life?
Yeah, real life.
You know what I had today? This is so basic. I just had fucking Tabasco sauce. Well, I've not had Tabasco sauce in so long. So when I was cooking stuff today, one of the videos I did was making a Caesar, which is like a Canadian Bloody Mary. And you add I use Tabasco. You kind of use whatever hot sauce you want, but that's what I had on hand. And I've not had it in so long. And it really kind of lit my world up. It was good.
I thought you would have had Ryan Loco's chili flakes.
That's a different kind of party. Those are so good. Uh-oh, the cat's coming in for the hot sauce. You guys want to see this?
That monstrous cat.
He's coming in the hot sauce. He's attacking it.
Oh, he wants it. I wonder what his shit would be like.
Oh my God. Disaster.
Okay, so this wasn't so bad.
It's not bad. There's
No.
nothing to dislike about it. There's no offensive flavors. Nothing's gonna linger. It's not like it's like riddled with a ton of like raw onions or some shit.
No, because when we said we were going to do this, and then I'm in
Oh, fuck.
Los Angeles,
Yeah.
I'm eating birria tacos, like the legit ones. I'm like, how am I going to do this next week?
That's
We'll
a
do this.
nosedive. Yeah, but here we are.
Yeah.
It was so good.
I'm going to cleanse the palate with my favorite water.
Here's my thing with Taco Bell. So, as I kind of prefaced and bitched right before we started, that I was like, I shouldn't be eating this. I was like, I'll do it for the show, but I'm only going to really have a bite and then I'll go eat something healthy off camera.
You eat the
What a
whole
piece
thing.
of shit.
Eating the
I'm
whole
eating
thing.
the whole thing.
All right, you lied to yourself. It's
I'm
okay.
eating it. I love it. I'm drawn to this taste. I love it.
Well, I got news for you. You know who's a big Taco Bell person?
Who?
Ange.
How come you've never had it then?
Because we never had it in our childhood. This only developed for her a few years ago. I guess
Okay.
after she like did the whole menopause thing, she was like, I like Taco Bell now.
Oh yeah. Okay.
So I'm like, all right, you do you,
You
boo.
should have taken her to drive-thru with you.
No, she was like, I'm not eating that shit now. Maybe next weekend.
Oh my God. This is so honestly, the jalapenos in here have made this really an elevated dish.
I wish you would have consulted me with the jalapenos because I would have got
I
them.
didn't know until I ordered it online. I've never done it in person. I ordered online. I was like, wait, there's all these different sauces? Oh, I
I
think,
what'd you get?
I added nacho cheese sauce to mine too.
You
Nasty
sassy
little bitch.
bitch.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Oh.
So what would you rate that? Like
Ten
on a
out of
scale
ten.
from a 10 out of 10? Okay. I would give mine a solid 8. It
I
was
wouldn't
good.
change a thing about mine. And I'm
No,
eating
it
it cold.
was okay.
I like that I have like a little linger bite of heat happening right now.
Yeah, because of the hot sauce or
The jalapeno.
the jalapeno.
My
There you
lips are a
go.
little red right now.
There you go. Get them,
Oh.
they're nice and
And
puffy for TV this week.
all I have is a Diet Coke on me, which really just accentuates the heat. It makes it worse. I think there's like a certain Mountain Dew that is only at Taco Bell that people love.
Isn't that the Baja Blast?
Yes. Is that only at
Yeah.
Taco Bell? Is that an exclusive?
I think it, I again, I, my Taco Bell knowledge is very amateur at best. So, all our Taco Bellians, please let us know if the Baja Blast is only a
Just
Taco
let us
Bell
know.
exclusive.
Yeah.
So, I decided to cleanse my palate with my favorite water.
Lame.
I know. Baby steps with me. Baby steps. Then we can, I'll try Chick-fil-A for the first time, and now
You
you're
know what?
back. No,
I
I've never had
shouldn't
that before.
react like that because I've only had Chick-fil-A for the first time quite recently.
Okay.
It's also worth the fucking hype.
Well, maybe we'll do that on an episode soon
Worth
too.
the hype.
All
Every
right.
time I pass one, it's not as crazy as, Taco Bell. Their line is not as crazy as Chick-fil-A. But every time I pass one, it deters me because I'm like, the line's too big. I don't need any chicken sandwich. I don't wait in a line for anything. I'm not interested.
No, nobody makes
I
baby
don't need
wait on
it.
anything.
That sounds bratty. I just am impatient.
I mean, it is what it is. You're a woman that does not want to wait for her food. I get it. I wanted the
Not worth it.
experience. I needed the experience. I needed to go through the drive-through. I needed to hear It's Raining Men. I needed to
Sure.
see what the hype was. It was a whole big kit and caboodle. I was disappointed they didn't give me they were out
The
of
cinnamon
the
twists.
cinnamon twist gimmicks. I was like, son of a bitch.
I have an abundance of them. They're so
Well,
good.
maybe in Cincinnati they ain't eating them as much as they did in Staten Island. I don't know.
Heaven.
So what do you want to do next? I'm gonna do the burrito or do you want to do the pizza? Do we save the pizza for last?
I want you to have the burrito now,
Okay.
and then we'll do the pizza because I don't have a different thing. I don't have a third item.
Here you go, ASMR.
There's cinnamon sugar all over my microphone right now.
So this was a shoes
How many
pick.
people have already stopped listening? Because they're like, this is disgusting.
No, I guarantee you they're like all listening and they're tingling. Look at this thing.
Oh my goodness, look at that grill,
That is a
that crisp.
cheesy
Ooh.
blend right here, my friend.
That's a sexy little number.
Do you
I
make
do
your own
like it.
burritos?
Do I what?
Do you make your own burritos?
No, I'm actually not a huge burrito person. It's too much for me. It's too heavy.
All right.
That's a
This is
lot of like, it's dense.
it's very heavy. I'm not gonna
Yeah.
lie. This is
Yeah,
this was
yeah.
a this
It's a
was a Joe
brick.
Shoes pick. So
It's a brick.
if I don't like it, we can say fuck off to Shoes on his Twitter and Instagram.
There is
And
a great
that's at
burrito
Joe Shoes.
place. There's a great burrito place in Toronto called Burrito Boys. and their fish burrito. I used to fuck with that back in the day, big time. You're leaving like a bar late at night. Burrito Boys, shout out.
What the fuck is in this thing?
I don't know. I've never had one. Oh, what is that? What is that? Oh, it's a tortilla strip?
Yeah. Spicy tortilla strip.
I don't know about the tortilla. Here's the thing that I don't like about. I don't need extra things like that in my burrito. Like, I actually don't like potatoes in my breakfast burrito. Just give me the eggs, give me the meat, give me the cheese, a little pico de gallo, a little guac, something. What do you think?
You know what? This is really good.
Okay.
This is really good.
Beef? Ground beef?
Yeah, ground. No, steak.
Oh.
I'll show you a piece. Look at that. Oh, or whatever, goodness. whatever it looks like. I don't know if it's
actually
real steak.
It doesn't look that appetizing, to be honest, but
it's good though.
Better than the soft taco supreme. You can be honest. I'm not going to be offended. I didn't invent the soft taco supreme.
No, they're just two different tastes.
Sure, of course, but I still need you to rank them. I'm not asking you to play nice here. I want you to be cutthroat in the Taco Bell world.
Yeah, well, if I'm going to order something, I'm definitely doing this burrito gimmick.
Okay, there we go. I could tell that you lit up a little bit.
Yeah, because there's also a little Dorito chip in there, too.
Oh, that's a nice touch. What if it was Cool Ranch? Cool Ranch would be nice in there, huh?
Well, that would be a game changer, honestly. Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
That would be nice.
I think we have to get the chefs of Taco Bell on the show and be like, hey, why don't you put a Cool Ranch thing in there?
They're probably really hard to track down, I would imagine. Like, I don't know who's coming up with this menu.
I would love to see you come up with a Taco Bell menu.
I would add jalapeno rings to everything, clearly. I love pickled jalapenos. Oh, my God. So delish.
So was this our version of a mukbang?
I don't know. I guess so. I've never really mukbanged before. I know. I kind of did once. And the last time I did was with Del Taco. So I'm a taco gal.
You really are.
Normally, I wouldn't put myself in that category, but I think evidence has proven otherwise.
All right, now, here's a question for you. If you had to choose one for the rest of your life, are you doing Del Taco or are you doing Taco Bell?
No, that's not even a question. It would be Taco Bell 100%. I wouldn't even blink twice.
I don't understand the hype of Del Taco, but again,
it's good. It is. So I think people talk shit about Del Taco. I've never heard someone hype it up a day in my life. That's why I was like, are people eating this? Let me try it. And I was actually pleasantly surprised. What I will say about Del Taco, though, is that they've got a good menu, that they have like burgers. They've got chicken sandwiches. Like, they're not just burritos and tacos and all that shit.
You know who's a big burrito person? Our buddy Etor.
Is he?
And every time
that he wants, but it has to be his buck.
Right. But there's a specific place that he goes to. I think it's called Panchoros.
Okay.
It's this one specific place every time that he goes to, I guess, Iowa, where he went to college. And he sings this place's praises, where this is the only thing. If he's there for 4 days, he's eating burritos for 4 days straight.
I like that.
So
we should have him on to talk about it. Do you think that Colin Cowherd is so annoyed that we're just doing this about Taco Bell? And that there's, up to this point, there has been no sports talk. We can have some. We can dabble some in to keep Uncle Colin happy. We probably should.
Hey, look, the Yankees have beaten the Baltimore Orioles and the Tampa Bay Rays are on by the time this airs, a 9 or 10 game winning streak. I could be wrong. They're at 8 right now. So who knows?
I'll keep this food and sports oriented. Today, I did a video where I tried a bunch of different Skyline things and I called out Joey Votto, who has played for the Reds for like 16 seasons or something crazy like that. He's never had it. Now the whole entire city of Cincinnati is up in arms. But this man, my fellow Torontonian, is just not even willing to try the chili. So
you just like to start shit on the internet, huh, bro?
No, I said, listen, I will bring you Skyline. I will meet you in a parking lot. You can come over to my house. I'll come down to the stadium, whatever you want. You need to have it for the people. I'm trying to help you help them.
Now, here's a question for Uncle Colin. Because he's a workout nut, and he said he's been the same waistline since college. He said that on the show. Do you think he would eat this shit with us?
Absolutely not. Do you
think he's more of a surf and turf, Wagyu steak kind of guy?
I think he is a protein and veggie guy. That's what I think. There's no way he would stoop to our level right now.
Well, this got nice. As I'm eating this, there's a kick.
Good.
Like it's it's getting more and more spicy.
Here, I'll talk a little sports while some wrestling while you eat your burrito. I am thrilled about a few things, specifically that we get to take AEW to London and to Wembley. Holy shit. I'm so pumped for that. Like, not only do I love just getting to go over to London, but every time I have, we've always done the O2, which is a fucking awesome, awesome arena. Mm-hmm. So cool. Like, I love that arena. I love that, like, that arena is familiar to me. But I am super pumped to go check out Wembley and see what that's all about. I don't know what the capacity is.
It's 90,000.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's I did my crazy. Googles. Oh my it's God. 90,
and that's updated too, because they updated the arena.
Crazy. No, I cannot wait to go over and check that out. I'm excited for Soraya, for Jamie, for, you know, all the Brits to get that moment to like really
all
shine.
All the Brits. All wow. the Brits.
Also adding in, I'm so pumped that Nigel McGuinness is now All Elite. That Nigel is like going to be doing commentary for Ring of Honor, whatever other hats the guy's going to be wearing. But like, what a get.
Do you know he was one of my favorite Ring of Honor performers I was a wee lad going to Ring of Honor?
Yeah, everyone loves Nigel. I mean, Nigel is like, Nigel.
He rules.
I don't know that he gets all of the credit, which
no,
so here's
he
a,
don't. He
here's
don't
the thing that I would actually love to do for AEW and for Ring of Honor, you know, everything that falls under that umbrella. I want to talk to Tony about this because I would love to do features on people like a Nigel, like a Samoa Joe, all these like Claudio Castagnoli. Like I want to for newer fans that are maybe less familiar with their catalog, with why these guys are your favorites. I would love to do features like that to just like update, because there's so many younger fans. If you weren't watching however long ago, you don't know why ever. I mean, of course you can still see that these guys can go. I mean, Nigel's not wrestling, but like these other guys I just mentioned, you can see how talented they are. You understand why they're great in the ring. But to go back through their catalog and understand like some of the rivalries that they've had, how they changed what professional wrestling is, like I would love to do features like that.
As far as I'm concerned, Ring of Honor changed the current landscape of professional wrestling the way we see it 20 years ago. Sure. When they were signing guys like McGuinness, because I was at that last Ring of Honor show when Brian and McGuinness wrestled. It was at the Hammerstein.
Yeah.
And they were both going to, they were both going to the Fed Brother.
Yeah.
And then for whatever reason, you know,
Nigel didn't.
Yeah. And Brian became Brian. But I was there to see the rise of a young Tyler Black who would become Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
Roderick Strong.
Yeah.
Ricky Reyes. RIP to Jay Briscoe, the Briscoe brothers, absolute favorite tag team, the Kings of Wrestling. Yep. I produced the Kings of Wrestling theme song. Do you know how crazy it was to hear the theme song that me and my buddy co-produced and hearing that on pay-per-views and TV?
That's
it was
really
crazy.
Cool. That is super cool.
And
I need to take one quick pause. Nora's flipping out. 1 second. Sorry. Hey guys, thanks for coming to hang out here on The Sessions. A friendly reminder that you can hang out with me in more than one place because I'm also on AMP. Just download the app. Come hang out with us Tuesdays and Thursdays, 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. Just get a little more sessions in your life. We all need it. Okay, we're back. I've not stopped recording on my end. Guys, this is parenting. This is what happens. You've got a kid. You got a podcast to do. The kid's doing the podcast now.
That's how we roll here.
She's like staring at the computer right now. Like, what is happening? Why am I here? Why am I not sleeping? I was wondering the same thing.
She's like, what is this guy eating?
I know. I'm like a little tempted to give her a cinnamon twist to just see what happens.
Oh, yeah. Give her one. See what she says. She says like she talks.
I mean, she kind of does.
See if she'll take it or she'll throw it in disgust.
You want to try a cinnamon twist? You want to try? Give it a bite. You bite? Bite it. What do you think? Is it good?
I think she approves. I think she approves. All right, there.
Okay, I'll let her munch on that cinnamon twist and we'll keep talking about this.
Ring of Honor
situation. So, but no, it really is cool. Like what you were saying to the point of like you rattle off all these different names, and some of them of course, we all know everyone's history, but depending on your level of fandom of what product you happen to be watching at a certain time, you might not be educated. And yes, no. Of course, all the information's out there and it's on the internet and you can do a deep dive on something for sure. But I would love to like provide the service of like, let me download you real quick because this is what you need to know and understand.
Right. Like, here's what I would love, right? I would love to hear Brian Danielson, Christopher Daniels, and Low Key talk about the first main event at the first Ring of Honor pay-per-view.
Yeah.
That's what I want to hear. I want to hear Samoa Joe talk about wrestling Kenta Kobayashi. It's one of my favorite Samoa Joe matches of all time.
Like, I just feel like if we're going to nerd out on wrestling, let's just lean into it, you know? Like, let's go for it. Let's just get into the nitty gritty. I would love to like moderate some of those conversations, even produce it. Like, I've talked about this before, but like, I do love the idea of even just being able to produce stuff. I don't have to be on camera for it. And like, just to, I don't know.
I think it's an incredible idea, right? I would love to hear Claudio and Chris Hero talk about, you know, what they did against the Briscoes and when Noah came in and worked with Ring of Honor. I would love to hear about that stuff. I would love to hear about, CM Punk versus Raven had one of the most bloodiest matches in Ring of Honor history.
Yeah.
I would love to hear about Ricky Reyes and Rocky Romero doing the Havana Pitbull stuff.
And you know what would be cool too? And I doubt that this would happen, but given the fact that A&E just did the Dusty Rhodes special and you got to see Dustin Rhodes on there, and he thanked Tony for having let him do that. Like, why can't we get Seth on to talk about those matches and like get some of, you know, get AJ on? Can we get AJ Styles on to talk about some stuff? Like, I think that would be really cool.
You know, I think you have to, because these individuals were so pivotal to the early part of the development of Ring of Honor. It was this little indie that could, and this was before the big indie boom. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, this was the one where I feel companies like PWG and GCW walk and run, where Ring of Honor had to crawl to begin with.
Yeah.
And if you think
I think like, of course we know the identity of Ring of Honor, but I think Ring of Honor's identity under the AEW umbrella, I think it's kind of finding its footing with whatever the future is going to continue to be with this rollout, as, you know, they continue to do different shows and blah, 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 blah. I think that it would just be really cool to really lean into that stuff and lean on the history, because you're right. It is. It's like, it really is like the blueprint for a ton of stuff.
You know, everybody talks about Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn and the Fight Forever thing, but the Fight Forever thing started at Ring of Honor when it was El Generico and Kevin Steen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And to really, I think, really hone in on those things as well, to me, is important. I think I would love to, and I every time I do see him backstage, I try not to annoy him with wrestling questions, but I'll like say hi to Brian and I'll be like, "Hey Brian, so could you tell me real quick what the mindset was going into wrestling Morishima?" And he'll stop. Renee, he'll stop in his tracks, get really excited, and then like talk to me for 10 minutes about this specific thing, and then get pulled into another direction. And I'm just sitting there like this.
No, it is so cool when you look at like what the history is of all that stuff, and I think it's really cool for, you know, a bunch of the guys and, you know, girls' names that we can rattle off. Is I think that those are some matches and like pieces of work that everyone's really proud of in a time when like wrestling was just, you know, it was a thing that they love to do. And not saying it's not the thing now, but as times change and circumstances change, it's kind of fun to go back to like those good old heyday.
Absolutely.
You know, it's cool.
Absolutely. Because to me, and again, this might sound like a hot take, but I think the quote unquote developmental system of the black and gold when it first started was a Ring of Honor adjacent.
Sure,
I mean,
sure.
You know, Mansoori said on my podcast, Wrestle Rap, that there was talks about buying Ring of Honor and making it a product of WWE before NXT.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, it's like you look at those names. I mean, from the jump, even, I mean, obviously Tyler Black, bringing him in as Seth Rollins. I mean, he was such a big name for that, but having guys like Adam Cole and, you know, there's so many different names of guys that you can see what they've been able to do and stuff that they've been able to do.
But I want the little stories too, right? Like I want like individuals like Prince Nana, who was there from the beginning.
I like that guy.
He's great. Nana's, we gotta have, you know what? We should have Nana on the show.
I like him. He's like a good vibe. I feel like he's one of those people every time I pass him in the hallway, I'm like, yeah, you're a good vibe.
He's a great vibe. He pulled up to Wale Mania and his smile and just his vibe, infectious. He's cool. Nana's the guy.
Yeah.
Nana's the guy. So yeah. She likes it, huh? She likes the cinnamon twist.
Do you like the cinnamon twist, baby? You got cinnamon sugar all over your fingers now? More?
She wants more?
Yeah. What do you say? Please tell me you guys heard that.
Oh, we did. Now you have to reward her with a treat for being so
polite, baby. There you go, honey. Wow. Guys, again, this is what parenting is. It's, should she be having sugar cinnamon twists at 9 p.m. when she was supposed to be well asleep? No, I don't recommend it. But hey, we're doing what we got to do. We got to finish doing an episode here. John's busy.
But does she deserve it for being polite? Yes.
Are you a sweet girl, honey?
With her semi little bob.
Her little face, you're so cheeky. She's at a fun age day. You've been eating good today, huh? Because Mama was in the kitchen cooking all day.
Did she enjoy Easter?
Reap the benefits. She did.
What did the Easter Bunny do for her?
Standard stuff. We got her, Easter Bunny got her a bunny, basket, the books, the eggs. Some of them had some candy in them. We didn't go crazy. Then we did a little Easter egg hunt, which she crushed.
I was going to ask, how was that?
Yeah, it was great. She loved it. She loves to like put things into other things. So she was like thrilled to be doing that outside. How was Easter for you?
Oh, you know, church, Italian food. Ange cooked like she was going for an army, but there was only four of us in the house.
Love it. What was the dessert situation?
She made a 5-layer chocolate cake it was delicious. Oh. And I gave up sweets for Lent too. So for 40 days, I didn't do anything.
Okay. I was just going to say, stupid question, but it's 40 days. Lent is 40 days.
It's 40 days. Yeah.
40 days and 40 nights. The old Josh.
I love that movie. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
What's his name?
Josh. Let's
from like
Google
Black
it.
Hawk Down.
He was in everything. Sorry.
He was like, he was the heartthrob. He was in Virgin Suicides.
He was in
a ton of stuff. What is
Josh Hartnett?
It is Josh.
It's Josh Hartnett.
I knew it was Josh something.
Yeah.
Josh Hartnett. Oh my God. My mic is literally covered in cinnamon sugar right now. It looks like Cinnamon Toast Crunch exploded everywhere. Are you living your best life right now? What? You just saying, please? No, you can't have more, baby.
That's now crazy. She understands. She understands what Pavlov's dog, like, you know, Pavlov's dog is. Now she's like, please, because now she wants another one.
Well, hopefully John will hurry up and get home and relieve me of this double duty that I'm currently. I'm in like limbo right now.
Listen, I think the listeners are enjoying us talking about Ring of Honor wrestling and the baby eating cinnamon twists. I mean,
isn't content, I don't know what you people want.
Hey, look, we've given you John Moxley. We've given you Kenny Omega. We've given you a Bella twin. We've given you a Barbie Blank. We've given you a Samoa Joe. Tons of people. You can sit here and watch us enjoy the revelry of a child eating cinnamon for the first time and saying, please.
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 You're cute. I want to talk about too while we're on here and we're rattling off names of guests that we've had is I guess to put together a little bit of a wish list.
Yes.
I know who I would like. I'm sure you've got a bit of a list of people that you want.
I got names.
I want to know what the people want. So, I mean, I know I kind of throw that in sometimes on like the intros and the outros to like, you know, get a little inspiration or something. But you know who's actually tippy top of my list, and he's already been a guest. But I would like to do a revisit with Eddie Kingston.
Eddie Kingston. So I knew it.
It's funny. Well, you and I had been talking briefly when we were both kind of going over some names of like who we should get, what kind of conversations we want to have and all that. And yeah, Eddie comes to mind because when we had Eddie on, I really didn't know Eddie. I knew him as John's friend. And honestly, I think he was just kind of doing me a favor. Where now I know Eddie and I would like to have him on and push his buttons and have a good conversation.
Well, I think one of the fun things too is to remember if we're going back into session's history, he was episode 8. He was our 8th episode.
Wait, seriously?
We were brand new.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. That's crazy.
We were brand new.
Oh, I did not. So he was definitely doing us a favor.
Him and Tony was an early episode.
Tony was on really early too. I would actually love a little Tony. Let's get Tony on and talk about my pitch. Let's get him on and I'll just pitch shit to him. Hear me out, boss. We'll just put some ideas.
We could put him on the spot, right? And we'll just be like, hey, why don't we do that? And he'll be like, sure, great, do it. Just
yeah, right.
Make it happen.
That's the way to do it. Just put someone on the spot and go, please, can we do this? But yeah, I would love to have Eddie back on. You like Uncle Eddie? Yeah. No more, honey. You see, she does sign language. She's more. This is more?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
How did she learn that? What did she learn?
Miss Rachel. Any parent listening to this, I'm sure you know who Miss Rachel is. So she does these YouTube videos called like Songs for Littles or something like that. And she basically taught Nora a ton of words, taught her sign language. So she does sign language for more. She came up to me today. She goes, eat, wanted to eat. I was like, oh my goodness. Sure. Yeah. If that's what you want.
Eat more?
Is this eat? How do you do more? I'm obsessed with her. Oh my, I can't even.
You just make me want to go in.
Smarty pants.
You just make me want to go and impregnate somebody to have a,
You should. They're cool.
Right, but
she's smarter than me. I don't know sign language.
Right, but but yours was made by design and want. Mine would just be made because I just would want like Nora to have like a cousin right here.
Yes. Yeah. You know? They're pretty addictive, I will say. Kids are addictive because I have her and she does cute stuff and I'm like, oh my God, we make a cute kid. Let's double down.
You have to. I mean, if we're sharing things here, I think we should. I've already picked out the name. If you ever do have a child again.
Oh, my gosh. What is the name?
I've picked out the name for your son if you had a son.
What is it?
Charlie.
I actually like that, boy or girl, to be honest.
Like, listen.
We know lots of Charlie. Right. Like, there's Charlie Caruso or Charlie Arnold.
Charlie Good. How great is that name?
It's great. So John's grandfather was Charlie. So that was like on our short list. Yeah.
See?
Did you just pluck that out of thin air?
Yeah. I just thought it was like a cool name. Charlie. Yeah. Chuck. No,
Charlie's really cute. Charles. I like Chuck. Yeah, it's really cute. Charles Barkley.
Yeah. Charles. Another episode of the session.
Another guest, a friend of the program. A friend of the program.
If you think, you know who was also, now that I'm thinking about it, you know who was another early episode? Mm-hmm. Was the DMD as well.
Yes. Oh, we should get Britt back on. Obviously, Jamie Hayter, somebody I would love to get on.
We've done about like two.
Keeps the cards close to the vest, that one.
Could break her, though.
I want to have a little peek at those cards.
I think you should.
So I want to get her on.
I think you
should.
I would love to do that. We've done now over 215 episodes.
Isn't that crazy?
It's insane. It's insane.
It's so many episodes. Holy moly. So many conversations. So many wrestlers.
Yeah. Who we should have on again? John Moxley.
I like when I'm like, I got to go up and record with, I'm like, I've got to record something. He's like, with who? Like me and Emilio. But anytime I'm like in a pinch, he's like, want me to come back on?
Because he secretly wants to do it. Because he secretly wants to do it because he enjoys it. And you know he
likes hanging out with me. That's really what it's about.
Right. And I think, and no. And also, too.
Can you hit us with the daddy? Say dada. Where's daddy?
I don't think he can hear. I don't know what you're picking up. But no, he's, I mean, John's always a great guest, obviously. But I can't believe we've done that many episodes. Like, that's really impressive. I'm impressed with us.
I mean, we this is the longest tenured thing I've ever worked on.
Yeah.
I did the math. This is our fourth year together.
What?
Yeah, we started in 2020. Oh. It's 2023.
Wow.
We've been together 4 years. And it's funny because I was cleaning out my email, right?
Yeah.
And I found something. I'm going to screenshot it. I'll send it to you later on. But do you remember, let's see, Renee Paquette, you're in my email. Do you remember by chance, this was, you emailed me in 2019 when Big E introduced us, when I was working for New York, and they asked me to pitch podcast ideas, and you sent me a pitch. Do you remember the pitch?
I did. No. What was the pitch?
Here you go. Hi, Emilio. I just put together a one-page idea. Let me know what you think and what tweaks, what we should work on. Young and the Wrestlers. This will be a podcast hosted by me, Renee Paquette. Each week, I will welcome a guest from the world of WWE, a past, a current, or an NXT superstar. We could welcome somebody that's equally passionate about the world of professional wrestling, i.e. me and celebrity fans. The goal of the podcast will be to unpeel the layers of those lovely human beings and show a side of them that maybe we don't get a glance of in between the ropes of a WWE ring. Given my laid-back style and hosting and interviewing each episode, we could try something different depending on who I'm sitting with on the other side of the microphone with me. We might possibly have an honest and open conversation. Maybe we do a coin toss, talk about their career, what ignited their passion for sports entertainment. Maybe we won't. We could branch out into family life, love life, weird habits, life on the road, movies, music, and well, just about anything personal. Just fun. Just two people hanging out, ideally maybe over an adult beverage. We let loose. We hang out. We have a little fun. I'm nosy as all hell, and I have a lot of questions.
Oh, my God. Welcome to the sessions, everybody. The pitch of all pitch. Though I will say, as much as I love the name The Sessions, Young and the Wrestlers is great, and I'm sad that I'll never be able to use that. And somebody else actually gave me the idea for that. I can't remember who gave me that. That I will say that was not my idea, but I love it.
I
but you
read
know
that.
What's really funny though is I was thinking about this not that long ago. Maybe because you guys were doing this special for E at the Wally Mania. Excuse me, ma'am. Do you have something to say into the microphone? Because you keep grabbing it. Are you blowing all the cinnamon sugar off your fingers? Anyways, I remember when Etor connected us because I must have been in LA doing backstage because I remember being at that hotel and us jumping on a phone call for the first time. I remember it like very, very vividly.
Yeah.
That's so funny. And here we are. Here we are just mukbanging and interviewing and there's a kid in the picture now.
Who would have thought? But yeah, I remember that vividly. I remember that vividly. I got up in the middle of a boardroom of people that I did not know. And I'm wearing a suit and I pitch you and I pitch this.
And they said no.
And they were like,
bunch of fucking stiffs.
They were like, circle back. We'll figure it out. Okay.
It's okay. Here we are.
But it's meant to be. It's meant to be. It was meant to be. It wasn't meant to be there, but it was meant to be on our own.
We made it happen. It grew some legs. We've been working with the volume since what episode? Eight.
The Eddie Kingston episode was our
Eddie
first volume
Kingston.
Episode.
Wow. This is really an ode to Eddie today.
Yeah. It's a nice little circle back to him.
That's really cool. Yeah. Hey, listen, sometimes you have a good idea and you just keep hammering away. I think that that's a good lesson because even though a room full of people that I had worked with aplenty, but actually, I guess that says a lot about me. They're like, no, we don't want to do that. They were sick of me at that point. I was kind of on everything.
No, you know what I think it was?
A palate cleanser.
No, you know what I think it was? I just think they wanted to do specifically. It's funny that now that they signed with Endeavor, they signed that deal with Endeavor. They were originally going with Endeavor Audio. I don't know if it's the same company, but it's funny that they, I guess they wanted to just get the wrestlers more into it, talking about like wrestling stuff.
Sure, sure.
And that was the thing. But I said to them, we need people like a Corey Graves. We need,
you need someone that's a conversationalist.
We need a Renee Paquette, you know, or Renee Young. We need a Renee Young. You know, yeah. Like this is what we need. And
they said, boo, you whore.
Nora, what's the sign language for whore?
She can't hear him, guys. Relax. It's fine. No, it is really funny. But anyways, to my point is that like, even though it was a no there, then we went to go do it ourselves because we believed in it. And 8 episodes in, we've been with the volume for the duration of that time, with this young upstart company, just surrounded by really great, talented people. And Here we are, so lucky to get to do it. And it's like, you know, it's pretty cool to me to think of like what, like the duration of the time of this podcast, but also during the time of COVID. I was doing the show when I was home and I was super, super pregnant. We did the pregnancy episodes to give me a little buffer to figure out being a mom, which clearly is going great. Hey, Cinnamon Twist, are you trying to give my microphone your bottle? Thank you, honey. Anyways, I'm proud of us. I'm really proud.
I'm proud of us too. You know, because it's just funny. Because I was cleaning out my email and I seen that, and I was like, "Yo, this is the pitch to the sessions. This is the sessions.
That's the sessions. That's the idea. That's it." And now we've been doing it 250. How many episodes?
What is this? This is 215, 216, wow. Maybe.
Yeah,
we've done a lot.
We've done a lot. No, it's really cool. I'm really proud of what we've done. And we're just going to continue to go. Continue to go and continue to grow. And Nora's going to continue to go and to grow. Are you leaving? Are you out of here?
Yeah, she's had enough.
Okay, bye. Let me move this.
She's going right into that bag and she's going to eat 100%. that Mexican pizza.
We don't want that. No, you can't have any more, baby. That was just for fun. Party's over.
That's it, kid. Sorry. Bed. The harshness of life now is cold and chilling.
Sorry. The cameras are off and now party's over.
Now you have to understand. Anymore. That's it. Now you got to go to bed.
All right. Well, hey, I'm proud of us. I'm proud of you. I'm thrilled that you exist.
Same. Likewise. I was telling E when we did that video for him, and I was telling him afterwards, I was like, you know, you helped me change my life, right? There's two people that, well, three. I'm him, Brian Terwilliger, and you that really helped change my life. And Brody too, but that's a different thing. But you, him, and Terwilliger really changed the course of my life, where I'm able to do this, and I'm respected, and people listen to what I have to say. And I'm eternally grateful for you. And honestly, I do. I love you like a sister. So like,
likewise, I love you like a sister too.
Thank you. I got the lovely hair for it.
You do. A great head of hair. Mine's all gone, but it's still a great head of hair.
I know. Next time we come on, we definitely got to talk about my Canadian tuxedo outfit that I wore at Wally Mania.
Oh my God. With the sunglasses. Yes. It was very, Matthew McConaughey, I would say.
There was two looks that I was going for. There was an album cover from the 70s R&B disco group called The Tramps, and Matthew McConaughey.
Very good stuff. Yeah. We'll do more fashion next time. Guys, this was dedicated to Taco Bell, to our b-holes.
My belly hurts.
To our love for each other and for the podcast. And I hope that Colin is okay that we just ate Taco Bell on a podcast. Right, Colin? Colin, are you here? Are you listening?
Uncle Colin?
Colin, we still cool? All right, I'm out of here. I got to go put this kid to bed. Do you want to say bye? Can you say bye-bye? Say bye-bye. You're not going to say it?
No, because she's not getting a cinnamon twist. You pissed her off.
Her another one. Can you blow a kiss and say pissed bye-bye?
Mwah.
Bye-bye-bye. Blow a kiss. Okay, well, hey, you can't win them all.
No.
She's good. She'll say bye. No, no more. For real, no more.
That's what she wants.
She's focused. Can you say night-night? Night-night. Okay, well, it's not happening. All right. All right. Peace. Thanks, guys. This has been The Sessions.